Let's talk about travel, shall we? Apps and ways to get around, and I say apps off the bat because I think it's fair to say we're all probably going to talk about apps to one degree or another. I must admit, for me, I was in London recently and I used Google Maps to get my way around. I'm not so bad around where I live in Glasgow, but, you know, outside of Glasgow, I tend to need an app or something to help me around because it's just, you just feel completely, I don't know, you just can't make sense of anything at all with the transport networks.
Yeah, overwhelmed.
That's exactly the word. I feel overwhelmed with it. And, you know, in London, as much as I enjoy travelling around in London and I kind of sort of understand the tube network, but not really, there was a time last week, and I don't know if it's because I've just noticed a bit of a difference in my sight recently, to the extent that I just thought, I just can't do this. I just couldn't work it out. And it really, really annoyed me. But Google Maps kind of got me back on track. And I hadn't even thought about Google Maps as an option because I just thought it's point to point. It'll tell you, you know, how to get from one street to the other. But how will it tell you that if you're wanting to use a bus or a train? And I didn't realize that all that was already built in to Google Maps. Clearly, that's only maybe in London. I don't think it's in other cities yet. I don't know.
But yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think that's sort of... I mean, all over the place. It's certain cities, maybe.
Yeah. So, you know, it would be good if it was nationwide, and no doubt it'll come. But, so Google Maps for me was great. And why? Because you can get the map information. So if you wanted to walk to your destination, so in my case it was a hotel, and I was able to follow the map. It took a bit of getting used to. And I kind of did a stupid thing where I put the phone in my pocket, had an earpiece on, and then realised the phone couldn't work out which direction I was walking in. So it was sending me an... weird directions. Once I'd sorted that out, though, it was good. And that's the one thing I guess I wasn't too keen on with it, because you have to have the phone out in your hand. I don't like that, you know, especially in a city, no. A big city like London. Phones have been nicked all the time. And, you know, if you're blind and you're walking along with your cane and you're holding this phone, it's just you're a target, aren't you? Let's be honest about it. So I didn't like that aspect of it. But what I did like was it took me to the hotel. The next morning, it was able to tell me what bus to get, where the bus stop was, and even on the bus, I could follow the directions. Even on the buses themselves, they speak. They speak the destination, but also speak the stops as you go by them, which is great. And come on, bus companies, you've all got to do this. Just so much easier. The Google Maps, you could follow that as well. So I really like that. So that's my...
I didn't know that about Google Maps. That's a really good feature.
But again, is it available in all parts of the country? I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Probably not.
The sticks.
No, not in the sticks, and maybe not in even the other cities. I mean, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Belfast, are these cities not getting that? Will they get that? I don't know. What we need to do is all three of us need to get out and our respective cities and try them. We don't do that, do we? We know what bus we're getting because we always get the 86 or whatever it is, you know, and we don't think about anything like that. Maybe we should check it out. So there you go. That's my recommendation. Sean, what's yours?
Well, mine is one for the trains, UK Train Times. It's an iOS app. It is $4.99. But it takes so much of the anxiety about train travel. I don't use the train very often, but if you get on a train that's unfamiliar to you, I'm always unable to relax fully because you're thinking, right, which is my stop? What stop are we coming up to? So all those things, it's just so stressful. But this app is fantastic. It's totally accessible. You can browse all the departure boards on any station, see what train's coming up, what platform it's going to be on, if it's on time and everything. And when you're actually on the train, it will tell you what stop is coming up next, what station is coming up next, I should say. And it's all virtually in real time, you know, so you can tell what stops you've just been to and how late you are from departing that last stop. So it really makes it easier to, you know what stop's coming up and you know how long you got to wait. So I think it's fantastic for things like that, and plus totally accessible, so you can beat it.
Okay. I must admit, I agree. I think it's a great app. I've used it myself. In fact, I use it at the local station near where we work here at RNIB Connect Radio, because the train station, although it does have announcements, it's a really strange thing. They have this speaker down at the end of the platform which is kind of so far away that if you were to start even walking down towards the speaker, someone from the train station actually has come and stopped me and said, oh, you're going the wrong way, and brought me back. That's how far away the speaker is. It's almost...
So you can't hear it.
It's almost away on the other end of the... You know, almost on the line. So, yeah, you can't hear it. So when the train's coming in, it'll start. You'll hear the train coming in, and you can't hear a thing. Just muffled completely.
Exactly, and it's always so hard to find someone to ask on a station, you know, to find a member of staff, because you're never quite sure where people are. And with so many people wearing headphones anyway, it's hard work asking just other travellers as well now. Well, so it's good just to have that on your phone. It tells you, you know, what train's coming up. And I think there's two called the same on the App Store as well. So this one is by, I think it's Agnate Limited is the developer.
Okay, that's interesting because, yeah, I do notice there's a few. Jackie, what's your experience of trains in Belfast?
Well, I haven't really been on a train much in Belfast. I think only once really since I've lived here. I use the bus. So if I wanted to get bus information, I would use the local app, which is TransLink, which is for Northern Ireland. And it's not bad because I use the 212 service between Derry and Belfast. And I live somewhere between the two, and it's a really good half-hourly service. So I can track the bus as well, and I find that really good. But I'm going to cheat here a bit and actually say that I use the EasyJet app because I fly more than anything else, because I go over to Scotland regularly to see family over there, and... sometimes I go over to England to do conferences. So I would use the EasyJet app, and I think it's quite good, actually, in the sense of not so much of booking a flight, but finding out once you've booked the flight, you can get updates from the app, and it will tell you if your flight is on time, and if it isn't, it will tell you how late it's running, and it's much easier than looking at trying to get somebody to tell you what the departure board is saying in the airport. So you can just use the app instead, and I was doing that at the weekend, and I found it really useful.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, there's different options available to you in terms of apps. I guess all of these apps you're finding are fairly accessible. I certainly have, but are you finding them accessible?
Yeah, I wouldn't say EasyJet's the easiest to book a flight, and nor is the website, but it's very good. Once you've booked your flight and you've got, you can double tap on the boarding pass and you can or my flights button, and you can go in there and get updates, and that I find is very accessible. It's really good.
So there you go, you've got buses. I mean, TransLink, as you say, is one for buses.
Yeah, that's good for buses. Yeah,
the other one that's quite good for buses I found is Travelline.
It's not too bad. I think recently it changed from Next Bus Stop. I think that was one that a lot of people were using, a lot of visually impaired people were using in London. And I think they've switched to Travelline because they think it's, quite good. But for me, I would go for the local TransLink app because it covers Northern Ireland locally.
It would be nice if there was one app out there that covered, like, the whole country. I noticed that, especially for buses, once there's one for certain companies or one for certain regions, you know. So if you travel around a lot, you're going to have a lot of apps on your phone. I don't know if there is one out there.
Well,
there's a whole lot.
I have to tell you, the one that springs to mind for that is the Apple Maps app. And I'll tell you why, because in New York, and it's begun in New York, and of course it would have done, New York, I think in LA, they've put public transport into Maps. So it's kind of what they've done with Google Apps or Google Maps as well. And that's interesting. So what I think we need to do, guys, is basically get a show over in New York for a day, just to try it out, just to, you know, go around the public transport system with the app.
I'll wait for my ticket, Stephen.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're paying, Stephen, that's fine.
I always misbelieve my wallet when I come in here. I have no idea where it's gone. Mm. Anyway, there's some really interesting apps there that we've mentioned. And I think there's some really good apps going on just now. The key thing is for us all, I think, to keep in touch with the developers. Yeah, you know, I've said this before on the show, but it's really important we all get in touch. If there's something that isn't right, tell them. Because if they think there's an opportunity to make money out of us, they'll want to fix it. You know, and that's...
Twitter is a really good resource for that as well, you know, because most developers now will have some sort of Twitter presence. Mm. So it's very easy just to tweet them and, you know, most of the time you will get some sort of response. It doesn't mean they're going to do anything about it, but it does let them know.
I must say the bigger companies, a bit less so, but certainly if it's an independent or it's a smaller company that's making the app, you'll probably get a response, probably a much better response than you'll get from companies regarding their websites, that's for sure.